Hey, folks, what's going on? And I always want to start the show with hello, ladies and gentlemen, but if there were ladies listening to this show, I hope that they'd be trying to hook up with us because they pay attention to us. Hey, welcome to another Stunt Granny Audio. This is Eric. And the hot beat of America, Dusty Keybank, is with us. How you doing, Big Gus?
Hi, Pro.
Is she still over in Greatness Land?
She posts about once a month. In the Dusty Zone.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Does she post anything of substance?
She posts in the Dusty Zone.
The answer is unquestionably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, we are here with a special guest. And what did we call you last time? Junior member?
Junior member.
Yeah,
junior
right.
Power Ranger.
He's working on his marriage.
Aren't you
badges.
Older than all of us?
No.
How old are you anyway? Hey, let's get real here. How old are you, Jordan?
30.
Okay.
I think they got me beat. Jeremy and Kevin got me beat, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, what are they, both 33 or 4 or something like that?
They're fossils. Yeah.
52.
Those guys are so 1996. Anyway, I don't know what that means. Anyway, the reason that we are gathered here today is because, as I mentioned in last night's audio with Kevin, four of the guys that were on ECW this past week just were recently called up from Florida Championship Wrestling. So who better to talk to than two people who actually watch Florida Championship Wrestling, Dusty and Jordan. So I tell you what, Dusty, why don't you kind of explain, I guess just tell us how you watch it, where you watch it, how you found out about
Jordan,
it.
Well, Jordan's the one who turned me on to it in the first place by sharing YouTube videos.
Ah, okay.
Jordan likes to share YouTube videos like they're dirty needles or something. Credit goes to him, or else, I mean, I might have stumbled on it, but it would have been weeks, months later, you know, so... Props to him.
Yeah, I've got a buddy down in Florida who records them and sends me, you know, and then he uploads them for me now, so I can hook you guys up to that too. But that's how I watched the last month. I was like, kind of like, oh shit, I need to watch this. So, and boy, did I need to watch it. So, but yeah,
it's my favorite wrestling in quite a while. Just
yeah.
The presentation, and I mean, the wrestling isn't like 5-star classic or anything, but it's
no.
Right up my alley as far as
it kind of reminds
the wrestling show.
It kind of reminds me a lot like the old world championship wrestling from like 85, 86 in the small arena and the same kind of thing. It reminds me a lot of that, except for more of Triple H face in the background because they've got the giant pay-per-view banners lining the thing.
Yeah.
And of course the one opposite of the hard camera is just Triple H staring at you the entire time.
Yikes.
Overlooking and telling everybody they can't work with his cold dead eyes. So.
Right. Yeah. Corporate prostitutism is unfortunate, but necessary because that's who pays the rent, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and they call it the FCW universe, too, which makes me laugh because, like, how can there be two universes? But, you know, whatever.
Right! Well, you see, there's the universe, and then within the universe, there's several other universes. A group of universes, of which FCW is one of them. So.
Universe-I.
I refuse to live in a universe with Ricky Ortiz, by the way.
So. That ain't no shit, man.
Oh my God. Okay, so you're saying that that's about the size of the arena. This is for people who have never watched.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Studio,
I would
maybe even like FIP size. Have you guys FIP?
Yeah, I've seen FIP.
A lot of their shows in, what, strip clubs and stuff.
This is, you know, this is the same arena every week. That's why it kind of reminded me of, you know, the old World Championship Wrestling show, because it's the same.
Sure.
Yeah, the old studio show, exactly. And it's probably maybe 250 people in there, maybe, because it's like three rows of chairs deep kind of surrounding all the way around. So, and then Dusty and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And they, you know. for a while treated as such too. Slow building. I mean, they still kind of do it, you know, try to get them the basic slow building feuds things. But then I just noticed even in the last month how they've kind of caught the WWE pace and just are going faster and faster, more gimmicks, more stupid shit that I can't understand. So
more terrible names.
Oh my God, I will get to that. So
yeah, there are some awful names.
Oh, Lord. As the resident OVW expert, how would you compare FCW's look? Let's start with the look to OVW's back in its heyday. And then compare the talent roster, too.
Very similar, because OVW's look was very much like the old NWA or Georgia Champion Wrestling. So it's all interconnected by its old schoolness.
Right.
It looks more modern.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more polished than OVW. I mean, it's definitely got the WWE, like, prim and clean and everything, but, yeah.
OVW, you could tell, WWG just got a videotape from them every week. whereas FCW has WWE's fingerprints on it.
Oh, yeah, it reeks of the fourth show, or fifth show, I guess. It's like Superstars with less talented people, I guess.
Well, it's got the higher quality. First of all, it's got the higher quality cameras, and it's got higher quality graphics too.
Yeah,
all the graphics kind of look like the WrestleMania 24 setup. Fancy, shiny, orangey, silvery, whatever, green. I can't remember what the color scheme is. But,
no, it's got it all right. It's all, you know, all that with a Y on the end too. Green, silvery, yellowy.
So yeah, definitely
Florida-y.
It's very Florida-y.
Exactly.
Fake palm trees in the entrance, you know, that kind of stuff to make it seem, you know, like, what was it, SummerSlam 96? Was that the one with, like, the pool inside? And
yeah, the one where T.L.
Hopper, yeah. It's kind of like that. And it's very much like a turd in the pool sometimes.
Well, as kind of a segue into talking about the four guys who were just called up recently, I'll throw this at Dusty, too, first. Again, as the OVW guy from back in the day, whose tapes I still need to return to him 5 years later. I swear they're in the safe hands.
What action figures? I don't know.
What action figure dolls? I don't know. I can see them from where I'm sitting right now. And someday I'll make a special road trip up to Wisconsin, and it will be rad. But as a training facility, looking at the roster as a whole, how would you compare OVW and its system and its wrestlers to FCW right now and its roster and its system?
Oh, talent-wise, probably equal.
Mm-hmm.
Cornette was the X Factor.
Yeah.
Just like me to say that in a Cornette mark, but it's true.
What OVW era are we talking about? Like post, like when Lesnar and Orton and everybody came in, or around that time?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of up to your
okay.
Up to what you want to do. Like I'm familiar. I'm more familiar with like the 04, like maybe in 02, but definitely into the 04.
See, and I watched everything. I watched was from 02 and 03, so I'm a little like when all the good guys, you know, Prototype, Leviathan, all those guys were still there. So the talent comparison there doesn't match up, but yeah, but 04 it would, yeah. Sorry.
Well, to me, the heyday of OVW was after that, when they had lesser talent but made better lemonade out of it.
Well, yeah. And no, I agree.
I feel like a lot of companies kind of go through that phase too. Like if you look at a lot of companies that were around for like 8 to 10 years ish, they kind of go through that same arc where they start out kind of feeling their oats for the first year or two, and they really just hit a high when it comes to their talent and when it comes to their stories. And then once those guys get sucked up by somebody else, then it's like, okay, trying to make hay with what you got, and you do a good job for a while until everything just sort of peters out. So,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if OVW hit its high around the Prototype, Leviathan, even like Shelton Benjamin era.
Oh, yeah, Lesnar, the Basham, or not the Bashams, but, you know, Doug Basham and the Damage. So,
yeah.
I mean, they were all great. Rico, I thought, was going to be the biggest star of them all. He was the best one down there.
He was actually he was on American Gladiators.
No, I saw that the other day, like 2 days or 3 days ago. I saw that.
Yep. Yep.
I was flipping it and I was like, holy shit, it's Rico.
It's Rico and Mike Adamley. What the hell is going on here?
I saw, I was listening to an old Cornette interview from 01, you know, I was talking about the guys that are ready to be called up, which kind of ties into this. It's like there were, this was as WWE just like 3 months, I think it was, it was June of 01. So it was 3 months after they bought WCW and they're looking, you know, they had talked about running WCW separately from WWF and everything. And they were talking about the guys ready. And he said, the only guy that could be a bona fide star now is Rico. And it's just kind of, you know, amazing how, you know, once saddled with one horrible gimmick and that's that.
Yep.
So, and that's what some.
It's sad that he fizzled out because he had a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
He did, but you're
he
right.
He really could have fit in as in a like a Rick Martel kind of role.
Well, see, he saw him more as like put him in a tag team for a while, even like he was talking as like a Midnight Express type team, like he was that kind of good, you know. And that's what Cornette was ranting and raving about, and he just thought he was a great worker, and if he was in with a veteran guy who, you know. Like a guy with, you know, Bob Holly, but not that, but like a guy who'd been on the roster 6-7 years. So,
thank God, not that, Jesus.
But not that, God, no. So.
But no, instead they had to make him super flamboyant, and Jordan, like you said, one bad gimmick just killed the whole thing.
Killed him.
Yeah.
Killed him. And then, and that's what I worry about with some of these. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, speaking of people, though, who just got called up, we can talk about. See, we all. I'm curious to find out from you guys if you think these are the right four guys who have been called up at this time. So we can go chronologically, like Kevin and I did last night, and take a look at.
I just want to point out before we get started here that it really doesn't matter because my opinion on the OVW guys was always quote unquote wrong according to WWE. So call out whatever the hell they want to.
Nah, they don't care about the people.
No.
So the first person they tried to make us care about on ECW was Yoshitatsu. Now, according to the FCW website, which I believe it's just fcwwrestling.com. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Check that out. Make sure it's not like FC Wrestling. But anyway, Yoshitatsu was one word when he was in the company. Now he's up in ECW, and now it's two words. Now it's a first name and a last name. Jordan, what do you make of this Yoshitatsu character? What did he look like in FCW? And it is
he
FCW.
Looked good. He's, okay.
Info,
I think. He looked pretty good. He looked like he had a lot more seasoning than everybody else, minus Cabal, a.k.a. Low-Key. Because he came from New Japan. So he had a little more international, but I think he'd wrestled in Mexico. So he looked more ready, but they never came up with any kind of real gimmick for him. He was just the Japanese guy. So he... Talent-wise, yes. I don't know if he's ever going to get a character. I don't think they'll even go as far as Tajiri with him. He's got pretty good talent. I mean, he could definitely be, like, U.S. title level, except I will never let a Japanese guy get that far. But USA.
It is almost the 4th of July, for Christ's sake.
I know. That's why I had to, like, kick my patriotism into gear.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't see a lot for him because one of he doesn't speak very much English, and I don't think they're going to, you know, they don't give managers to anybody, so I don't think he's going to get terribly far, unfortunately, for him.
But you're saying he's got the talent, too. He probably just won't.
Yeah, I think he could put on some really good matches with an Evan Bourne or a Tyson Kidd type. Like, you know, a lot of good kicks, a lot of stiff shots, and he's got a, you know... He can really keep up with everybody well. It's not all chin locks and chin locks. With half of these guys, that's what it is. So,
Dusty, what have you seen of Yoshitatsu?
Well, Jordan, of course, takes the biggest thing on my checklist of talking points. The manager thing. I don't know why WWE doesn't think it's important.
No.
Because they were excellent at it for a long time, of placing the right people with the right manager and getting them over.
Yeah, give me Bobby Heenan and Jimmy Hart any day over Big Daddy Dink.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, In OVW, they would have used a Kenny Bolin with him or whatever. You know, he would have done that kind of – it would have been good for him, good for somebody. Or they've got so many guys that are just – look exactly the same and could be decent talkers that they need to make some more managers out of them. But they won't. So
I think he'll just get lost in the shuffle. Would be awesome in this role.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't thought about Sonny Ono in a while. He's living off his Time Warner lawsuit money.
Well, Eric has made it impossible for me not to think of Sonny Ono.
I talk about him all the goddamn time.
he can talk about that if he wants to. But
yeah, I should. Hey, if I see him, hell, I don't know, that Wrestling Hall of Fame inductions coming up next weekend. I don't know if he'll go to that. I've seen him at like indie wrestling shows here in Iowa before.
Awesome.
I should just go up to him and talk to him sometime. Hey, get that lawsuit all settled once you try to get back in the game. We need you and your disposable camera.
Stunt Granny with Sonny Ono. Now that's it.
God, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Great idea. Wow. need to get up to Mason City, Iowa and find a way to get a hold of him.
That'd be awesome.
So anyway, I think Yoshitatsu is a good worker. I think he has a great look. But
I agree.
I think without the interview skills, he's not going to get over. To the best of his ability. And this is where they're really dropping the ball on managers. Jordan nailed it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, since you mentioned Tajiri, I think one of the big things that helped Tajiri was his association with William Regal.
Yep.
So
there's
a way to do
brilliant
like
way.
I mean, they might do like a clowny baby face sort of, speaking no English thing with
Tatsu,
and pair him up with maybe a heel for a while until he has to go on his own way, you know, as the baby face.
Eric, that was too soon. You picked the wrong time to do that. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Is that an egg roll in your pocket, or are you happy sashimi?
All right.
Hey, rein it in. I don't want to get stabbed by Sonny Ono.
Yeah, we'll save it for Shelton on ECW.
Yeah, exactly. God.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, so the consensus then is talented wrestler, needs a mouthpiece, could go far, probably won't.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, who's the next guy? Oh my God. So my whipping boy, that sounded...
Oh, wait, wrong term.
Wrong use of word. Oh, Jesus. The guy that I'm going to make fun of a lot because he sucks, Abraham Washington.
Yes.
Oh, God, kill me now.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. He showed up on ECW with his very own talk show, creatively called The Abraham Washington Show.
Can we talk about this? Let's talk about how a guy can debut with a talk show.
Okay.
What the fucking fuckity fuck fuck?
That's a very good question. Yeah, even Paul Bearer got his funeral parlor after he'd been a manager for a while.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jake the Snake Roberts was a wrestler before he got the snake pit.
The only person who would have debuted with a talk show was Missy Hyatt, and they never aired it. There's a reason.
Not suitable for children, that's why.
Yeah.
Those bubbles were fantastic.
She was suitable for me when I was a child, I'll tell you that.
I always wished I was Paulie dangerously arm wrestling her. That would have been amazing. Let's see. Jordan,
Abraham Washington,
Abraham Washington. What can you tell us about Abraham Washington from his FCW days?
Abraham Saddam Washington was his name. Abraham Saddam Washington in Florida Championship Wrestling. He was running a camp.
Three of the greatest men in the history of our world.
But he was supposed to be, I could never figure out if he was a face or a heel, but he was supposed to be like a smooth jive talking like Barack Obama type, I guess. He came out, he had a presidential seal on his trunks and everything. Seriously. And he has three secret agents called Agent E, Agent C, and Agent B. And they're three dudes who are, like, secret agents. But they're the most obvious secret agents. They got, the earpiece in, and they, like, talk to their wrists when they're on the outside. It's the most fucking stupid thing you've ever seen.
Fucking go-go gadget.
No. Yeah, oh, my God. And so, of course, he's supposed to be president. So the thing that would make sense was if they play Hail to the Chief when he'd come to the ring, but instead they play like the Lex Express random generic do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I just could not help but think of the Lex Express in all of that, which is not, ugh. And he'd come to the ring. He was running a campaign against the whitest 6'2" blonde guy you've ever seen named Fletcher Chase, who I guess is supposed to be like a conservative. I could never figure out who was the babyface and who was the heel. But there were running campaigns that you could vote at the floor at the arenas to vote for who was going to be the general manager. It was a month worth of bullshit and just awful, awful, awful. It was, you could tell he was even scripted in heavily scripted in FCW, Abraham Washington, and it was just like, oh God, you could just smell the writers all over it. And then he was like weird combination. I guess he was trying like part Mr. Backlund and part Ernest Miller. It's like weird because he would dance like James Brown too.
Yeah, that's the music that he came down to in ECW too. The Ernest Miller music type music anyway. I'm like, wow, so someone is shucking and jiving his way to a paycheck.
Yeah, that's what
this
you told me. Oh my God! So it's like
set this shit back 200 years.
If I'm, you know, I watched a month's worth of today just catching up, and if I would have taken I would have taken about 40 other people before I had taken him up.
Yep.
There was nothing that sets him apart from anything. He's not even that good of a talker. Like, I don't know why they gave him the talk show, of all people.
Well,
he's charismatic, but he just spouts WWE-isms over and over and over. So.
If I can give you a list of 1 through 30 of who should be pulled up, and they'll pull up 29 and 30, Abraham Washington was 29 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that speaks to his angle and his storylines that he was given. You kind of, I think you're starting to touch on his ability, but as far as his actual ability goes.
Yeah, I think his actual in-ring ability, because he wrestled a couple times, was basically, I think he sucks. That's why they gave him the talk, though.
Dusty, can you corroborate?
I will corroborate by saying Abraham Washington is Hono Neno Tatone.
Hono Neno Tatone. These guys don't look too fucking good. Yep. So,
by the way, Agent E kind of looks like Josh Matthews. A little bit.
Speaking of which, hey, wait a minute. Who's doing commentary on Florida Championship Wrestling now?
Oh, God. Jesus. Yep. Okay, it's a picture of himself on his jacket. I'm totally blanking on his name. God, hold on 1 second. I might cut out, but I'll be right back. I can look at him. Loud.
Right.
No, continue. Talk amongst yourself.
What are you doing? Are you running
I don't think
haunted
house? Pitching to make it this year.
Did you say you don't think the Brewers have the pitching?
What? I don't know. What?
You need pitching, but you need hitting, too. You need pitching. Someone's got to throw the ball.
Speaking of needing hitting, my fantasy team needs some hitting. I wish I could trade for somebody who's actually good.
Okay, it's Byron Saxton is his name. He was kind of the, Kenny Bolin manager of everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's the other one with Dusty. So.
Gotcha. Good old Dusty Rhodes on top.
Except Byron Saxton is black. That's
well, yeah. don't tell Dusty that. He doesn't know yet. So.
Dusty thinks he is.
Well, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he Yeah. He's been there for one of the longest, so obviously they don't think too much of him getting up. So I think they should have just put Colt Cabana there because he had been doing it for weeks down there, and he was fantastic. But, no.
So I didn't get me started.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. That was kind of a side note.
Yeah.
So. Oh, and but the one reason I can tell you why Abraham Saddam Hussein Jackson the III got called up.
Saddam Hussein. You know what I'm talking about, brother.
He's definitely got the build really jacked up. So that's why. Yeah.
That counts for a lot.
No, well, you can see why. Actually, another guy got called up, too, who'd been down there for a while was Ezekiel Jackson. I mean, even though he'd been up, but he'd been down there looking more and more Ahmed Johnson-y by the day. So.
Oh, my God, that guy, even when, I mean, he's been on the main roster for a while. He was hanging out with D. Brian Kendrick. And that dude is huge. That guy is, like, poster-worthy. I don't know if he's worth the shit.
Well, no, the last few weeks... Yeah, oh, man, and you could tell they're going to monster push him because in FCW we'd have 10-second matches. It would be a clothesline and, like, kind of, I guess it would be like a choke, like a jackknife choke slam type thing, and that would be his match.
Like the Albert bomb?
Yeah, well, but without him going down for a power bomb, I mean, it's like a really low choke slam.
Okay.
So, but he's... when he did wrestle, he looked very Ahmed Johnson-y, which, you know.
On a scale of JBL to Karl Malone, how did his clothesline look?
somewhere around, like if Dennis Rodman and Test had a child, somewhere in there.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well, I guess the jury's still out.
Well, I think Ahmed Johnson is a perfect comparison for him. Ahmed Johnson circa 95. He's all about unknown potential.
Okay.
Right
now. Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, and his build is very similar, too. Very huge. I mean, just huge.
Sure.
And
well,
got that look like you immediately notice him. So.
As long as he can keep his nose clean and his bones from being broken, then he might have a career ahead.
Need to put Abraham Washington in a blue helmet and have him pierce his liver or whatever.
Just off the old Nerf helmet.
Saruk.
Make Ron Jim proud.
The thing is, I'm fantasy booking that right now.
I just have Ron Simmons stand there and say, damn, just after it happens.
Yeah, we just need to find a white woman to pair up with Abraham.
Tiffany.
Saruk Washington. Hey, there you go. Somebody a little less vapid than she is.
Oh, God, that's another rant I'll get into, too. She's down there all the time.
Oh.
I mean, down there, I mean.
All the time.
I mean, like, down there.
Yeah,
like,
there.
Way down there. Down there.
Okay. that's enough of Abraham. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Dusty on Messenger, you were pretty excited to talk about Sheamus, but at least he was the guy that you specifically mentioned. So, Dusty, what can you... tell everybody about Sheamus O'Shaughnessy from Florida Championship Wrestling.
Well, you want to talk about look. He has he has what you're looking for. He's big and has charisma and has a look to him. And, I mean, you have to look at this from a WWE perspective, and that's what they're looking for. Is he way too pasty? Absolutely.
Does that set him apart? Certainly.
Sure. I don't know how I'd fix that other than, like, a month at the tanning salon. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got the Colin Delaney and,
he's honestly...
The Mulkey Brothers look.
Yeah, exactly. He's the whitest dude since the Mulkeys, honestly.
Yep.
I mean, even old Jethro Scofflaw Holiday, he really got a tan when he was Trevor Murdoch. He started tanning after a while, but... Even he wasn't as white as Sheamus is.
No.
Talent-wise, though, Dusty, what do you see in Sheamus?
Well, that's the thing. Do I see talent in any of these guys? Maybe a little.
Uh-huh.
It's probably too early for all of them. But do I think he has potential? Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And he'd been making his rounds on the on house shows and doing dark matches.
He'd been
More than we can
say for the rest of the guys that have been called up. I never heard anything about Yoshitatsu. I never heard anything about Tyler Rex on a house show. But I kept hearing Sheamus' name come up, so unless they might have...
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't watch FCW, Tyler Rex came out of nowhere.
Right. I think about everybody in, minus Low-Key, which, again, I don't know, he doesn't really deserve to be down there anyway.
No, that's completely unnecessary.
He's just... But other than that, of their own homegrown guys, I thought he was the most ready and had been probably for 2 months, which is good. You want those guys like ready for a few months before they're even up, let alone they're ready now. Let's go, which they never even get to that point.
Spaghetti tastes okay right off the stove, but if you let it sit in the fridge for a day and then heat it up, it tastes even better.
Right.
That's my analogy.
Sure.
Spaghetti O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, the poor guy. Now I'll never not think of that. It's okay, we've got a guy who's ready. I mean, he had a pretty good in-ring showing on ECW. He had a little 3 or 4 minute match with some dude, and then, good showing for himself. Mm-hmm. No. Oliver John, I believe it was.
Yes.
Whatever.
Sound like a BC reporter.
You're not going to find out if he's a good worker on ECW TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's such a limited amount of time.
True. And plus, he's looks to be a heel in a company or a roster where, I mean, your baby faces are pretty much Christian and Tommy Dreamer. About it. I feel like everybody else on that show is a heel except shitty Tyler Rex.
But he's from Laguna Beach.
Fuck that. Even tonight on ECW, Matt Stryker made the comment about Josh Matthews called Zack Ryder a tool. And Matt Stryker said, funny you mention that the etymology of the term tool is from surfers who would see somebody waxing their surfboard but never actually see them get on one. Like, okay, you just described Shane Douglas and Johnny Ace and their fucking stupid skateboards, Van Hammer and his stupid guitar, and Tyler Rack, who will never get on a surfboard, I guarantee you.
Are you kidding me? I talked to Jim Ross the other day. He said that Shane and Johnny like to do all the things that teenagers like to do, like skateboarding and surfing.
Hang out in their neon pink shorts and go to the mall and sign autographs while they carry their skateboards under their left arm.
While making hang loose signs, yes.
Yeah!
And making hiring decisions as a WWE talent.
Oh, right? No, my God. Ugh. Just to think. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, okay, so Sheamus is good, so no real reason to rag on
him. No, Sheamus was the one, I would have thought they should have called up. So.
Yeah, absolutely. He would have been number one on my list. Well, number two after
Low-Key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, WWE taking a guy and putting him in developmental who does not need to develop anymore. I'm pretty sure he has Low-Key figured out by now.
Yeah, but he's more developed than 90% of the WWE roster.
Yeah, who wasn't willing to give up his chair to Sonny backstage.
I'm Low-Key. Fuck out of here. Okay.
Damn.
Did you just piss on me?
Oh man, well I'll tell you what, we kind of talked about Tyler Rex, but either one of you guys can jump in. What the hell is this guy's deal? What qualifies him to be called up? I can think of the obvious, but go ahead, somebody hop in here.
He's got dreadlocks.
Yep.
And he's from California. I think his whole thing is he's California cool. Woo, bro, I'm waiting for him to, call everybody brosif or whatever, and just, I don't know. He's got the look, of course, that they like. He's jacked up, and he's got dreadlocks, but really, the more he talked, the more it's just shut up. The more he was there, I just wanted to not be there. I wanted to burn my computer. Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't see a single thing, but at least with how it is right now, that is going to get over it all. Even when he talk in front of the 200 people who see him every week, they'd just be boring. I heard one guy just go, yawn. It's You could hear
wow.
him clear as day. So
wow.
it's kind of awesome.
No.
So.
I mean, he's got dreadlocks. And
they don't call him the best color man in the business for nothing.
He's got generic surfer music. That's got to mean something.
Oh man, well, it was like a Dick Dale, like in the that was his music in FCW too.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Dick Dale reference.
Yep.
Okay, so thumbs up to Sheamus. Thumbs, I don't know, where are you guys going to put your thumbs in, Tyler Rex?
Inside of his California roll.
Gross. Okay. Putting thumbs down for Tyler Rex. Just fuck that
guy.
Yoshitatsu, thumbs up?
Sure.
Thumbs up for talent,
sure.
thumbs in the middle for potential, like what he'll actually accomplish.
Yeah. I mean, I think he could be good if they'll let him. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. If they find something good for him to do, he'll do well. But if they leave him to just be a generic foreign guy, So
okay. And everybody's homeboy Abraham Washington, who's pretty tight and off the hook. You know what I'm saying? Thumbs up.
I
down.
Feel you, dude.
Thumbs up, down, middle.
I'm probably going to say thumbs down. I have a sneaking suspicion he's going to be like MVP was in the early years before he kind of figured out what the hell he was doing. Just kind of awful and bare and unnecessarily pushed very high.
Mm-hmm.
They should call him Agent S for shit. My opinion.
Well, it just goes back. His stupid name is going to hinder him, too. He's never going to get anywhere with that stupid fucking name. So, that's the story of, like, if you go through the roster and look at some of those damn names, Aiden Frost, Tyler Rex, you know, Johnny Prime. It's just all like, oh, God. Nobody's going to get over with it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Johnny
Prime is so bad.
What else is there? El Ciclodelico.
El Ciclodelico. Second generation Mexican wrestler.
Is he actually Mexican? He does look like Silver King.
Right. Yes, Silver King reference. Yes. El Dandy. Awesome. It's like with what the hell is that guy's name? The Japanese dude who was on SmackDown. Had the geisha. No, the geisha dude. I'm just totally blanking all of a sudden.
Kenzo Suzuki,
yes.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Ace sees the tallest guy there and screw talent, just pick the biggest guy, and he happens to be foreign, and that's who El Ciclodelico is. Plus, he's second generation, so of course.
Right.
Going to go with that.
Gotcha. Yeah, just
Lance Boyd's down there.
I was going to say a quick overview of the SCW roster. Let's see. So there's Abraham. There are the two agents, B and T. There's
the
Alex
third
Riley,
one now.
The varsity jacket wearing Alex Riley.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of Clinic and Broad.
Yeah. Angela or whatever her name. Who's that? Is it Angela? Or
yep.
She's kind of, yeah. She's the ring announcer. And she sounds worse than Tiffany, you know, with her, this following contest, like, very deliberate and just like, oh, God, shut. You just yearn for Lillian to be there. And
oh, God.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, yeah. No.
Oh, God.
And then there's second-gen dudes all over the place, Bo and Duke Rotundo.
Yeah, Dusty, what do you make of Bo and Duke Rotundo?
They're no Coy and Vance, I'll tell you that.
I was hoping that was going to get them brought up.
Yes.
Them Duke boys. They should do it during the middle of a match and just pause the screen and have a voiceover. Them Rotundo boys are in a heap of trouble. And like as he's hopping over somebody. And then just go
Duke,
right.
Like jumping off the first rope. This douchebag Duke Rotundo doesn't look like he's got any vertical leap at all.
Actually, Duke's pretty charismatic. Like, he
really?
Can cut a pretty good promo. Like, he reminds me so much of his dad, like, when he was good. But,
yeah.
Like, he's not going to get called up because he's about 290. Maybe he's kind of short and round, so I don't know. But, like, if he were just going on mic skills, he would be one of the guys. He's pretty charismatic, too. So, Bo is just there.
Those two can pretend they went to college and be the varsity club for the new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Yeah, a couple of guys you mentioned. Fletcher Chase. I'm just looking at dumb names. Jenny
Yeah,
Nash,
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Hit, but, Johnny Prime with the stupid tattoos. Mr. Tarver. I don't know any relation to the boxer. What's that guy's name? Something Tarver?
Something. I don't know. He's supposed to be like a MMA guy, but he's like Kama in that MMA style, you know. So.
And then Lennox McEnroe.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look at their fucking names. It's just the guys who escaped it. I mean, Joe Hennig. Brett DiBiase's there, and I actually think he's better than his brother. I think he's gonna be better.
Okay, sure. But it's like, take a black dude with little tiny dreads and kind of a beard and give him Lennox Lewis' first name, but then give him an angry tennis player's last name.
Yep.
Right?
It's like they have a like a name generator and just randomly pick it. So, it doesn't matter, because Fletcher Chase is not going to get over with that name. He's not going to get anywhere with that name.
No, Fletcher Chase is a terrible name.
Yeah.
No.
Dylan Klein is a terrible name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of terrible names. Eric Escobar. That's not too bad. Yeah, Dylan Klein and a stupid mohawk.
Oh, God. He's got, like, a half blonde, half brown hair. Yeah.
Isn't that stupid? That's stupid.
That's stupid.
Smart people don't make decisions like that. So.
Nope.
Sebastian Slater. He kind of looks like a cock rocker in the Sebastian Bach mold, but then they gave him A.C. Slater's last name.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yeah, the sweet Poppy Sanchez. I can't
sweet Poppy, okay, Dusty, that is not Dusty Giebing, that is Dusty Rhodes' favorite wrestler, because every time he comes to the ring, he has, like, a ring girl where, like, a random woman from the back come with him. It's changed a couple times. And he has, the nicest box you've ever seen, and he opens it up and starts handing candy to the crowd.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, Dusty always gets excited because they always throw him candy. So, I got a Dusty roll, stood up and clapped because he got a Tootsie Roll. Made me laugh.
Sweet Papa Sanchez. Look at Sweet Papa Sanchez coming out of rain.
Tootsie Rolls are the finest for candy. So.
Yep. Oh, man, yeah.
They are. Hell yeah, Tootsie Roll.
What'd you get? I got a Tootsie Roll. Yeah. And he's like, you just hear him, and then he's like, you can hear him eating the candy during the broadcast.
Oh, my God.
You created Sweet Papa Sanchez.
And, I mean, he's a big, like, probably... He's built like Savio Vega, and he's Puerto Rican as well.
Except
he's about 4 inches taller, because nobody can be below 6'2" right now. So that's why Loki's there. He's obviously, they're hoping that Loki is going to grow about 8 inches, and then he'll be, that's where they're hoping he develops.
Right.
That's the best I can figure.
The sound of 300 pounds of shit hitting the fan, right? Quiet. Anyway, I also see Wes Briscoe here. What's the scoop on Wes Briscoe?
I don't think he's any relation. They never mention, because every time any second-gen guy comes down, they would, mention it. But he's got, tattoos all over his ribs and around his side. I don't know. He's like a surfer dude, too, also. But
why
no relation to the other
surfer dude.
What's that about everybody having tattoos?
Why?
I don't know.
Every basketball player has tattoos now.
And usually they're of a basketball, too, which just makes me laugh to no end.
I don't know. I'm looking at Troy Jackman has them. As I'm scrolling up, let's see. Of course, Ricky Ortiz has his stupid
flower. Oh, my God. You've
Lawrence
been
Knight
there.
Lawrence Knight has the same ones that Johnny Prime has.
Yep.
Good Lord,
yep.
You guys. Give it a break. Well, anyway, that summarizes, I think, FCW. That's a nutshell version of it. And, it's good to know that we have a couple guys on the stunt granny roster that know stuff about the Florida Championship Wrestling roster. So once again, FCWWrestling.info of all the places to go.
It's like the movie Major League, just calling up guys, a bunch of never wars and a bunch of has-beens. This guy here is dead.
Fuck him off, then.
Yep, that's kind of how I feel sometimes watching that. So.
And once again, if somebody wants to watch this show, they can go to YouTube, right?
Yeah, you kind of have to get creative sometimes because they aren't up very long. But
oh, really?
Because God forbid somebody, you know, outside of the 800 people on Sun Sports watch it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know from getting attached to certain YouTube users that anybody who posts anything of value immediately gets yanked. So,
yeah, I've had to delete and change a few bookmarks because of that too. And it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got to do. So, I guess yeah, just is the key to just search for FCW wrestling.
Sometimes FCW, sometimes like Florida with a zero. You know, it's just getting creative.
What are the odds of actually seeing an entire episode of Florida Championship Wrestling?
Most of the time they're broken up in like three or four parts. Last ones I saw in there were like from May. I don't know if they're still up there. I'd have to see. But worst comes to worst, I can link it or send Eric or I can send you a link if I can find stuff and you can put it on the site.
Sure.
See if people can find it. So.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I think that pretty much summarized everything. Are we able to sign off? Does that do it for FCW? Did we give them their just desserts, their just due? The answer is yes. All right. Well,
all right.
I was too busy going to FCWWrestling.info, clicking on talent, and staring at Abraham Washington looking sternly at me. So.
Yep.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say on that note, maybe we should just going around and sign off. So, all right, well, I'm going to call it a night. So,
right.
Hope everybody enjoyed the 23 audios we've given you so far.
All right, I'm out of here, too. I got to go watch, I don't know, the Brewers lose to the Cubs. All right.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen, but
no, it wasn't.
And Eric Nelson, my name is Dusty Giebink. This has been another edition of Stunned Granny Audio. We will attempt to do better at the next time.